Once he is able to sit up, you may be asked to assist in transferring your patient to a wheelchair. After you help your patient to a dangle position, assist him to put on his robe and slippers. Explain the transfer procedure to your patient and tell him, for example, that all movements will be made on the count of three so you can work together. Then, place the wheelchair beside the bed and lock its wheels on both sides. Make sure you adjust the footrest so that they will not get in the way. Support him under his arms at the rib cage. Have him place his hands on your shoulders. Position your feet in a wide stance for support. Now assist him to stand and continue to support him until he has his balance. And get ready to turn or pivot together. Pivot slowly until his back is to the wheelchair. As you lower him into the chair, bend at your hips and knees while keeping your back straight. And adjust the footrest to fit your patient. Often, assisting your patient to ambulate is your responsibility, a responsibility that requires your diligent attention and care. After lowering the bed, help your patient to the dangle position. Then help him to stand. Before your patient attempts to walk, he should practice standing and maintaining his balance. Have him shift his weight from one foot to the other without lifting his feet. Next, ask him to raise one foot and then the other as they're walking. Do not rush him. When he is ready, let him begin to walk, but support him with one hand under his elbow and one hand around his back. Stay as close to your patient as possible until you are certain he can support his own weight. If your patient should begin to slump, support him with your body and gently lower him to the floor while protecting his head. Call for assistance to put your patient back in bed and report the incident to your team leader. In summary, when lifting and moving patients, your primary goal is to protect both your patient and yourself from injury. The following principles will help you achieve this goal. Before attempting to lift or move any patient, determine his physical size and the degree to which he can cooperate. Ask for assistance if you need it. Stand with your feet apart and with one foot slightly ahead of the other. This will help you keep your balance as you move your patient. Stay as close to your patient as possible to avoid straining your back because less effort is needed. Avoid twisting your back by pivoting with your feet and shifting your weight from one foot to the other. Pulling or sliding an object requires less effort than lifting it. Keep your back straight. Bend at your hips and knees and avoid twisting your back by pivoting with your feet and shifting your weight from one foot to the other. Use your largest muscles, those of the legs and arms, to support your patient's weight. Muscles tend to act in groups rather than singly. There is less strain placed on large muscles, those of the legs, hips, and arms, rather than the small back muscles. And finally, by moving your patient gently, with confidence and rhythm, you transfer a feeling of confidence to your patient. This confidence will help ensure that your patient will cooperate with lifting and moving procedures.